China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats, and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to knobcreekrange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit knobcreekrange.com today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Really Happened Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, March 27th, 2014. Sure happy it's Thursday. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And of course, obviously, events in Russia, Crimea, Ukraine continue to dominate the attention of the world. And over the last couple of weeks, we've been constantly hearing all this talk about, you know, Russia's massing troops at the Ukraine border. They're going to invade. Most of this is coming out of Kiev, which is trying to find some way to get the U.S. to come in and help them militarily retake Crimea, is really what's going on here. Now, apparently, Russian Defense Minister Shoigu is in communication with Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, saying the only troops that are in that part of Russia are there having military exercises, and they're not making any preparations for an invasion. And again, Russia basically said they will open the skies over that part of Russia if anybody wants to send surveillance or drones or whatever to see what it is they're really doing. That's perfectly okay. And that makes a lot of sense. Russia doesn't need to invade Ukraine. And by the way, it's an important point to make right now. Russia hasn't actually invaded anybody yet. Russia just needs to sit there being Russia, making deals, having a healthy economy. And we're going to see more and more of these portions of countries that have been subjected to covert U.S. overthrow simply decide to break off and merge with Russia. There are another four cities in the eastern Ukraine already talking about referendums of secession from Kiev and voluntary merger with other countries, including Russia. So it's important to remember, Russia is not the aggressor. The corporate media is trying to convince you they are. Oh, the gosh darn Russians, look at all the horrible, horrible things they're doing. Well, what Russia is actually doing is they are in negotiations with Belarus and Kazakhstan to do what is called duty harmonization, meaning that when you are crossing a border or sending products over the border, the duties that are being charged by each country will match each other. And these are on goods like crude oil, petroleum products, refined products, gas, medicines, medical devices, alcohol, and tobacco. See, here's the difference between Russia and the United States of America. Russia's making deals. The United States is making war. Because the United States government has forgotten how to manufacture products and grow healthy produce other people want to buy. And they're hideously in debt, and right now they're saying, what can we do? We don't know how to do anything else except make war. Well, war is it. That's the choice there. Russia is establishing an industrial zone down in Egypt. And they're making a deal with Egypt to modernize Egyptian iron and steel factories, their automotive manufacturing, their aluminum plant. Russia is going to be helping in the development of the Aswan Dam's electric power plants that are in need of upgrade. Once again, Russia's making deals. The U.S. is making the wars. As of Monday, the ruble will be the official currency in Crimea. And apparently the lines to get Russian passports in Crimea are huge. It's like the new iPod just hit the market over there. Now, Obama is over there touring all over Europe and the Middle East. He's trying to build a coalition to stand there and make stink face at Russia. And he's not having a lot of success. You've probably already seen that video where he's out there talking about the evil Russians and how great America is and the rest of it. And to absolute silence, when he finished his speech, one person clapped. They know he's just full of it, just like we know he's full of it. And all the little town hall meetings they have here in the U.S., they literally have to hire out-of-work actors to sit in the audience and act like they're interested and believe this guy and applaud. Remember when we found in Backstage Magazine one of the ads where they're literally casting people to be in the town hall meetings? It's a complete fraud. It's all theater and make-believe here. Now, we're seeing more indications that this idea of widening sanctions to punish Russia is already falling apart. Over at atimes.com, they're talking about all the reasons why the European Union can't isolate Russia, because they've become too dependent on each other for energy, manufactured goods, and so forth. Everybody who's out there saying, we've got to do sanctions, the first thing they have to deal with is their own country's business leaders saying, no, you can't do that without wrecking our economy. So he's over there at this this summit screaming about how Putin is the greatest threat to the U.S. global order since World War II. And apparently most of the Eurocrats weren't even listening to him. They're too busy taking selfies or Twittering, except down to Turkey where it was blocked over there. Angela Merkel is saying, no, we will not go along with economic sanctions against Russia. Germany has more than 6,000 companies doing business with Russia, all of which would be shut down by sanctions, cause far more damage to Germany than it would to Russia. And remember, Germany is finally beginning to succumb to the evils of that private central bank, the European Central Bank. Germany's been picking up the majority of the tab, trying to keep all those other European Union members propped up, and it's now reached the point where the Bundesbank is going to have to start quantitative easing, meaning inflation, just creating money out of thin air and pouring it onto the financial centers, impoverishing the people. They can't afford losing 6,000 businesses over a little political thumbing of the noses back and forth. Switzerland has decided against any Russian sanctions. Over at atimes.com again, Asia is not going to isolate Russia. There is no support for this escalation of the Ukraine-Crimea coup d'etat into a cold war with Russia. It's going to cause a lot of harm. And Obama's just hitting a brick wall trying to get that going, which unfortunately builds the enthusiasm and motivation for a false flag, which I think at this point, rather than admit they were wrong, if they can't get what they want through negotiation and persuasion, they're going to try a false flag. Because we already learned, watching with Obamacare, this government can never admit error. This government can never admit making a mistake or being wrong. This government can never say, maybe we ought to change our course, turn around, go back, and rethink. This government is incapable of it, because right now they're wholly dependent on maintaining that illusion of governmental infallibility. And that kind of I'm right even when I'm wrong attitude is very damaging when it's Obamacare, and it's very dangerous when it's a rush to war. Slovakia is refusing to supply any of their Russian gas to Ukraine. The Ukrainian gas prices for consumers are going to go up 50% on the 1st of May. This is one of the demands the IMF handed in, even before Russia said that the previous discounts offered to Ukraine would no longer apply to natural gas. The IMF is already telling the new government in Kiev, you've got to charge your people more for the products. And you've got to tax them more, and you've got to give it. It was a big announcement, big brouhaha was announced in The Guardian. The IMF agrees to a bailout to Ukraine. I wish they'd stop using that word, because it's not a bailout. It's a loan package. It even says right in the article that the bailout is, you know, to unlock further credits. In other words, they're going to raise the limit on the credit card and plunge the Ukrainian people into hopelessly unpayable debt. Now, amazingly enough, especially for a coup d'etat government that installed itself by force, the Ukraine parliament rejected the terms of the IMF's, we're going to loan you more money. And apparently the Ukrainian parliament is a little bit more discerning than the United States Senate, because the U.S. Senate is handing over billions of your tax dollars to Kiev and say, here, have all the money you need. Too bad, Detroit. In fact, that's the new joke out there. What's the difference between Kiev and Detroit? Kiev has U.S. taxpayer dollars to see it through. Anyway. Now, at this summit, as you know, there was a big stink over people talking about nuclear war games and a lot of it's saber rattling, and the U.S. is still trying to convince the rest of the world that we're psychotic enough to use our nuclear weapons. And when we come back from these words from our sponsors, I will elaborate further on that theme.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a lot of people got upset during this recent summit in Europe where Obama was out there openly talking about nuclear war games. And it's basically posturing and preening. They're trying to, Obama is trying to convince the rest of the world that the government of the United States of America is still psychotic enough to actually use nuclear weapons of mass destruction. Now remember, historians now understand that Japan was already trying to surrender and end the war before the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And literally, Prince Konoye was trying to get in diplomatically to say, we surrender, let's just quit, and they literally locked the doors and wouldn't let him in. And the reason for that is Truman wanted to drop those bombs, one of each kind, the uranium bomb and the plutonium bomb, first of all, to prove to the rest of the world we really had those. And second, that the U.S. government was in fact psychotic enough to actually go ahead and use them. That was the real agenda there, to show to the rest of the world we had the bombs and we're willing to use them and so forth and so on. Well, since then, of course, and again, for all the talk about Iraq's nuclear weapons, which didn't exist, and Iran's nuclear weapons, which don't really exist, the United States remains the only country on Earth to have used nuclear weapons of mass destruction against the civilians of another country. So a while back, they got together and they had this nuclear non-proliferation treaty, and the idea was those countries that had nuclear weapons could hang on to them. And the rest of the country, the rest of the world's countries that wanted to develop peaceful nuclear technology would agree to do so as long as there were controls to make sure they too did not acquire nuclear weapons technology. Sounds good in theory, didn't actually work out all that good. Well, apparently the new coup d'etat government in Kiev at this recent summit has signaled their intention of walking away from the non-proliferation treaty, starting a whole new nuclear arms race. And, of course, Russia's very concerned about that. And the Russian Foreign Ministry issued a statement saying the treaty, meaning the non-proliferation treaty, is under a serious threat. And, unfortunately, other parties to the treaty pretend not to notice any danger. End quote. I think that was a stab at the United States government, which continues to pretend that they don't know Israel, which has never signed the non-proliferation treaty, does have nuclear weapons and has even been trying to sell them to other countries. So, my goodness here. Now, a lot of people are still talking about that speech that Obama made the other day. And he made some very bizarre statements in there. And I don't know if it was the jet lag or he's on SSRIs or what the heck was going on. Or he just really thinks that we don't understand what's going on here. But apparently at one point, Obama made a comment saying, bigger nations cannot simply buller smaller ones. Boy, talk about the pot calling the kettle black. He's out there saying, Russia can't bully other countries. That's our job, after all, here. I mean, after all the nations the United States has invaded, after all the nations the U.S. Has covertly tried to overthrow, after all the foreign policy that is achieved by threats of U.S. military intervention, it's bizarre beyond belief for Obama to be out there saying, oh, big nations can't bully little nations. And apparently Obama was responding to criticisms of America's hypocrisy at talking about what's going on in Crimea following the U.S. invasion of Iraq. And Obama came out with a statement that the invasion of Iraq by the United States is not as bad as what happened in Crimea. He actually made that statement. And he basically followed up by saying the invasion of Iraq was perfectly legal. I don't know who in whose jurisdiction, because remember, the United States lied about Saddam Hussein being in possession of nuclear weapons of mass destruction. The United States lied about Iraq being connected to 9/11. The United States lied about Iraq supporting Al-Qaeda. You can't claim legality when the justifications all turned out to be lies. And there's something else to remember. Obama is approaching this from the point of view of the U.S. invaded Iraq and Russia invaded Crimea. Russia did no such thing. The Russian troops that were in Crimea at the time were there under a treaty agreement, just like the United States has their troops stationed in places like Okinawa and France and Britain. It's all a treaty arrangement. Those Russian troops were there with the permission of the previous government of Ukraine. Russia did not come across the border and shoot the Crimeans until they said, oh, yes, we surrender. Crimea looked at the new U.S. puppet regime in Kiev, realized it was a raw deal, and said, we of our own free will break away. We secede from the government in Kiev, which is not elected by us and does not serve our interests, does not take care of us. And then after that, of their own free will, they asked Russia, can we be part of your nation? And Russia said, yes. That's what happened. Russia did not claim Crimea was in possession of banned nuclear weapons. Russia didn't claim that Crimea was responsible for, well, whatever ugly disaster happened. The U.S. is clearly in the wrong here, and the more Obama tries to spin his way out of it, the more laughable he becomes. And I'm not the only one out there. Ted Cruz is out there saying the Russians are openly laughing at Obama. Now, he says it like it's a bad thing. Because, Ted, I got to tell you, we're laughing at Obama. We can't believe how amazingly dumb some of his comments have become. Now, Ted Cruz's position is out there that the Russians are laughing at Obama because of his failure to lead, meaning his failure to start war and violence and mayhem. And Mr. Cruz, any moron can drop a bomb. Real leadership is solving your problems without having to murder millions of people in the process. That's leadership. That's statesmanship. We got way too many people in this government who are looking at war as serving their own personal, financial, and political interests here. Meanwhile, over in Russia, Putin's approval rating has risen to 80%. Somebody remind me what Obama's numbers are right now. All right, we're going to take a phone call, and I realize this is a topic we haven't come to yet, but I've kept this guy waiting long enough. John in Barbados, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going back to the old 370, but... there's now reports, including evidence of flight plans and what have you, of an identical plane to that MH370 leaving Florida, flying to Tel Aviv, and is now parked and is being parked on that airport in a hangar, perfectly serviceable airplane, since November last year. Ally that. I mean, it's there. They can't deny it. The flight plans and everything have been produced on the net. You can look at Bolin's site or Dabu Sevens. There are the photographs of these flight plans lodged with the various authorities in America and Israel and what have you. They're there. Mm-hmm. So we know it's there. Now, ally that with the closure of all their embassies and consulates, and withdrawal of their staff, and ally that with the sudden disappearance of this airplane with all these technicians and probably a gizmo or two on board. What are they planning? Where is this going?
Well, there's a couple of different theories we're looking at, but I think the important thing is that the people of the world they're openly suspicious of a new false flag coming in. And if enough people are expecting a U.S.-Israeli false flag to reignite the war fever, that reduces the possibility it's actually going to work. I'm expecting they're going to try and make it as spectacular as possible, up to and including the use of a nuclear weapon, because crashing more planes into skyscrapers, that's passé now. We've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt. But at this point, I think it's a very good thing that people are expecting a false flag. We don't even need to know exactly what kind it is. But just enough people being suspicious creates that climate of doubt that may lead them to call it off. We have to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more news after these few words.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have, but I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm going to have to give a little tip of the hat to the white hat hackers who are basically finding and leaking very important information right now. There's been another leak from within Turkey, basically involving a discussion about how to use Al-Qaeda to start a war with Syria. So far, Turkey has been shelling Syrian army positions across the border. Syria has wisely and prudently not responded to this obvious provocation. So apparently, Turkey's government, two guys, Ahmet Davuto and Hakan Fidan, were talking about how to use Al-Qaeda to trigger a war with Syria. This went public. It was on YouTube. YouTube is now blocked in Turkey, but this same video is out on LiveLeak and a bunch of other systems. I'm sure the people of Turkey have already gotten hold of this, and we've got it all over the world here. Once again, they're going to use a hoax to start a war. Sun Tzu wrote in The Art of War, all war is based on deception. There's a couple of different interpretations possible of it, but one is very obviously that war is dirty, ugly, poor-paying business. You have to leave your family, travel long distances, and there's a serious risk you're going to lose important bits of your body. So people don't want to do it. And so the only way a ruler who wants to start a war can do so is they have to lie and trick and deceive their population into it. Burn down the Reichstag. False flag attack against the radio transmitters at Gleiwitz. Attack the USS Liberty and try and frame Egypt for it. So forth and so on. Knock down the World Trade Towers. Blame the Arabs for it. These things happen all the time. All righty. So, anyway. Great Britain just announced they're going to expand their military presence in Bahrain. Send more troops out there. War is great. We've got to get... Remember yesterday we were talking about all these countries who are mobilizing their reservists. It was very... very upsetting to Polish nationals living in Great Britain. They're getting letters saying, come back to Poland, put your uniform on. Everybody's getting ready for a war. They're just waiting for the starting flag. It's probably going to be a starting false flag, the way things are going right now. There is nobody can make a case for any more war that the people are going to listen to. Another war to make the bankers richer than they already are? Not with my kid, you won't. Another pointless conquest of another country because they want to sell their oil or their metals or their resources for currencies other than the dollar? That doesn't make any sense for me to sacrifice my kid for that. Paul Craig Roberts has an article out, The Greatest Crisis in Mankind's History, and he starts out saying that the propaganda campaign is out there trying to create the sense that war with Russia is now inevitable. And, of course, war with Russia will now mean war with China because they have moved together in the wake of this Ukrainian crisis. They've got a deal for oil and gas paid for with their own internal currencies. Russia is now setting up their own credit card payment system, and that's going to be linked in with China's UniPay to basically thumb their nose at Visa and MasterCard for the little spoil tantrum they had. The United States and the West are not likely to prevail in a conventional war against Russia, China, possibly India, and all of the BRICS nations as well. Because for 13 years, the United States and its allies have already been waging war. 17 countries invaded or bombed, plus how many covert operations in other countries we still don't know about. The United States is out of money, it's out of manpower, it's out of manufacturing munitions. It certainly lost any moral justification for what it's doing. And that means if this war really cranks up somewhere between that point and final capitulation by the United States government and NATO, they will resort to their nuclear arsenal. Remember, back when George W. Bush was in office, the United States started, quote unquote, modernizing its nuclear arsenal. Basically reprocessed the cores of some of the older weapons. They built new, smaller, tactical nuclear weapons on the idea that a little mushroom cloud isn't a big problem like the big mushroom clouds used to be. We have an article on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com where scientists are looking at the effects of a nuclear war and say, we don't have to have all 17,000 nuclear warheads go off to see life on Earth come to an end. A small nuclear war could lead to a major extinction-level event by poisoning the environment. It's already happening. We haven't even set off a bomb since the end of World War II. Look at all the radiation coming out of Hanford and Washington, the radiation coming out of that WIP facility near Carlsbad, New Mexico, not to mention what happened with Fukushima, which is indirectly connected to nuclear war, because the reason all this emphasis is put on uranium fission power reactors instead of thorium cycle reactors is because you can get bomb stuff out of the uranium fission reactors. That's why the United States continues to push that reactor design for power plants, because if they went with thorium cycle reactors, which are a lot safer, you can't get stuff out of them that goes bang. And Paul Craig Roberts is right. This is the gravest crisis facing the human population in history. Now, down in Israel, there's been yet another incident where Israeli soldiers shot a Palestinian teenager to death. Basically, the kid was out foraging for roots. Remember, Israel's maintaining a starvation blockade on Gaza. Oh, no, actually, this is in the West Bank. I'm sorry. But the kids were out there foraging for roots, and the Israeli occupation forces apparently opened fire on these kids with live ammunition without warning. Okay. Now, for some reason, the Israeli media is still out there saying that there is a deal to release the convicted Israeli spy, Jonathan Pollard, by the United States in order to try and revive the peace talks, or at least the illusion of the peace talks, because that's all it is. The U.S. can give Pollard back to Israel. He'll be greeted as a hero. And John Kerry will be able to say, well, yes, it was terrible letting this convicted Israeli spy go, but the peace talks are back on again. And then all Israel needs to do is go back to building more illegal settlements. The Palestinians will walk away. The peace talks will be dead, and Israel will have what it wants. It's another classic something-for-nothing Israeli deal. And I know that John Kerry is smart enough to realize he's not really going to get anything for the peace talks. He just wants the illusion of the peace talks to continue, because this is an election year. And right now, the Democrats and the administration are desperate for anything they can point to as a victory heading into November. Well, yes, we botched Obamacare and we botched all this other stuff. But hey, we got the peace talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians going. Meanwhile, more and more large organizations are signing on to the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, including King's College London, passed a motion to back the boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign against Israeli products. It is growing, and it is really beginning to harm Israel's economy. And, of course, Netanyahu's out there, you know, doesn't want to change his behavior, doesn't even want to admit they're an apartheid state. He's just out there screaming, oh, you're anti-Semites, and you're Jew haters, and you're Hitler, and you're, you know, death camp, death camp, death camp. Which is what they say anytime anybody calls them on their behavior. Nobody is opposed to Israel because they're Jewish. We could care less. It is Israel's actions, specifically the actions of Israel's government, that are the problem. Nobody hates Israel for who they are or what their faith is. It's their behavior that is the problem. And Israel's government wants to go on with this fiction about, we didn't do anything wrong, you just hate us to hate us. This is like defending Adolf Hitler by saying, oh, the Nazis aren't doing anything wrong, you just hate the German people. And we would laugh at it, and justly so, but for some reason, aided by the corporate media, Israel's gotten away with this fraud for 60-plus years here. Now, turning to the domestic situation, boy, I love the smell of burning hypocrite in the morning. New York State Assemblyman Stephen Katz, who is absolutely opposed to any legalization of marijuana, and no marijuana for medical use, whatever, apparently got arrested and charged with possession of marijuana after getting pulled over at a traffic stop. It's more of this do as we say, don't do as we do that we see consistently with the American political class. It's like Dianne Feinstein doesn't want people to have guns, but she carries concealed. It's okay for her, just not okay for you. More about this kind of hypocrisy when we come back from these words from our sponsors. And the music should have started. Oh, 5 seconds. Okay, I'm on the wrong break. All right. Okay, now we've got the music. When we come back, more about this political hypocrisy.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh. Maybe I can pray you know. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the Mike and Pharaoh. Open your eyes. Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, out in California in the Bay Area, State Senator Leland Yee has just been arrested by the FBI. And one of the charges against him is conspiring to traffic in guns. Oh, my goodness, it's gun running. He's also been charged with public corruption. And what makes this so delicious is that State Senator Leland Yee is a notorious political gun grabber. Guns are bad. You can't have guns unless you're buying them from me out of the trunk of my car. Isn't that just amazing? Speaking of guns, kind of a weird story. There was this gentleman, this being reported in the Washington Times, there was this gentleman who was a victim of one of these new draconian gun laws that ban virtually everything. And apparently he had a empty, diffused shotgun shell as a decoration in his home. No powder, no primer, just looks like, it's a souvenir. It's an ornament. Years ago, I got to test fire a Barrett 50, and they let me keep the spent brass as a souvenir. And it's just hollow brass. And every December 1st, I get a little tiny tree with no needles on it, and I tie this brass in there. And I just wait for somebody to say, what is that? At which point I tell them it's a cartridge in a bare tree. But it's perfectly harmless. So this guy at the shotgun shell, they arrested him for being in violation of the gun laws. It went to court, and they couldn't determine if this really was a violation of the law because there didn't seem to be any powder in the shotgun shell. And here's where it gets really weird. The prosecutors said they did not know how to open the shotgun shell to see if there was powder inside. Now, the judge took the shell, shook it, and said, I can't hear any gunpowder. Therefore, this is not a violation of the law. Well, the prosecutors probably should have quit at that point, but apparently this individual was also a muzzle loader, and they had seized some muzzle loader bullets, which they said represented ammunition because they weren't musket balls. They were pointy on one end. And even though they didn't have a casing or powder or primer like modern bullets, if it's shaped like a bullet, it's a bullet, and that was a violation. Now, there is nothing more dangerous to our society than politicians making up laws on subjects they know nothing about. Yes, muskets use musket balls. They also use other shape missiles. During the American Civil War, those black powder muzzle-loading guns did not use musket balls. They used what were called mini balls, which are shaped like modern bullets. They're pointy at one end, cylindrical. They grab the lands of the barrel more securely. They're a lot more accurate. But they're still muzzle-loading bullets and exempt from the laws. One of the reasons I'm a fan of black powder shooting is you don't have to register them. There's no paper trail. And they're fun to build and shoot. And it's just amazing how the courts and prosecutors, they really don't understand what they're talking about. They're just trying to find some way they can get a prosecution to put on their little scorecard ahead of running for public office here. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Dan in Washington. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to talk about kind of the Crimea, Ukraine. Sorry, I'm backtracking a little. I know you got other stuff to touch on, but I just want to maybe express to your listeners that I'm of the opinion that, you know, Obama, as we pointed out, he's got no clothes. He might as well be dancing naked in the middle of Times Square on the jumbo. Everybody's seeing it.
I'm gonna.
Yeah, not an image you want to picture. He's been exposed, and it's not by accident. I think he's doing exactly what he was put in office to do. He was brought here to bring us to our knees and get this war started. So it is imperative that people start exposing this and just not let it go, that he's doing exactly, he's not going to save us. There's people out there going to save us. And so we have to start exposing this, and that everything the man has done is a detriment to this country. He has not done one thing to even remotely improve this country.
He's been great for the bankers. He's been great for the bankers. He's been great for the military-industrial complex. He's been great for Kiev, just not very good for Detroit and the ordinary American people. There's actually an article that's out there called Obama's Top 10 Accomplishments, and it would sound like it's a puff piece, but it isn't, because it's the top 10 things that the world has learned watching Obama, including the global spying network and the absolute hypocrisy of the U.S. government. And it really is, and it's not like Obama succeeded in wrecking the place all by himself. He inherited a sinking ship.
He's not running anything. He doesn't make any look at his roots. Bill Ayers, the man's a communist. He's done more to make Putin look better than he has himself, which is by design. And Putin's run by bankers just as much as he is. He's a better actor. He's a better leader. He projects more power. But they're all run by the same puppet master.
It's important
that people not forget that this push to war is because they want it. And we have to stand up and stop it, or it is going to happen.
We absolutely do have to stand up. We have to stand up and scream to the rest of the world that we, the people of the United States of America, do not, in fact, support any more war. We are not going to be the wallets of last resort for every failed business venture that comes into the United States of America. We know this government is lying to justify all of these wars, and we're not part of it. What we can do, because we know the government's not going to listen to us, the bankers aren't going to listen to us, the corporate media isn't going to listen to us. What we can do, though, is deny them the illusion of a popular mandate by the American people for everything they're about to do. Because 50 years from now, the Stars and Stripes, I'm convinced, will be as reviled as the swastika is for our generation, and I don't want the descendants of the American people to be collectively excoriated and declared guilty the way the German people are today, even though most of them weren't even alive during World War II. But it's still the Germans, oh, those are the ex-Nazis. I don't want 50 years from now for people to look at the American people with that same wide-based generic, you know, stereotype that we were all part of this nonsense, because we're not. We're absolutely not part of this utter, utter insanity. And again, you're absolutely right. Barack Obama by himself is not responsible for what's going on. He's a figurehead. That's all he is. He's a salesman. He's a great salesman. He's a great salesman. And that's what he was hired to do, was sell the war agenda to the American people in the world. Not working out very well. But what has gone wrong with this country is not the fault of any one individual or small group. It is systemic from top to bottom. And all of it goes back to all of the inevitable after effects that are going to follow having a privately owned central bank issue all the currency as a loan at interest, which simply builds debt and builds debt and builds debt until the people have to be saddled with austerity, which means work harder but live with less so the bankers can have more, and ultimately will force any government enslaved to such a private central bank to look at wars of conquest as their last best chance to try and balance the books and pay off all the debt. That's the problem right there. Every single nation enslaved to one of these private central banks is drowning in artificially created debt. Every single one of these nations is either at or soon to be on austerity and haircuts and bail-ins and all these other desperation moves that somehow justify robbing the poor to give more to the rich. And look at how many of those nations enslaved to these private central banks are drooling for a war of conquest onto other nations to take their wealth to give to our bankers to try and get some black ink on the bottom of the ledger. And it can never, ever happen. Russia is not our enemy. China is not our enemy. The common enemy of all mankind are those private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. It's ruled by banker. And it's no more legitimate a form of government than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. You need to stop believing this is the way the world is supposed to be. That's your first step to freedom. And Dan is absolutely right. We all have to stand up and say we are opposed to any more wars. We don't support this. We'll be right back after the top of the hour. We'll be right back.